Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association. Physician members who devote more than 11 years of higher education and 10,000 clinical hours in study to provide care for all Oklahomans. More at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, Thursday afternoon was the deadline for legislators to file new bills and joint resolutions for the 2026 legislative session. There's always a surge in filing on deadline day, so how did Thursday go?
It was busy, very, very busy. Lawmakers had months during which they could have filed their bills, but approximately one half of the new bills and joint resolutions were filed on Thursday alone.
What's the total number of bills and joint resolutions filed this year?
We're looking at more than 2,600. I believe that's more than we've seen prior to any second session of the legislature ever.
And this is the second session of this 60th legislature, so there are also bills and joint resolutions carried over from last year.
That's around 2,600 bills and joint resolutions as well. The new bills start at the beginning of the legislative process and need at least 5 passing votes before they can be sent to Governor Stitt for his consideration. The carryover bills are scattered throughout the legislative process, and some are only 1 vote away from going to the governor. In 2024, for example, when the Senate took up the bill eliminating the state sales tax on groceries, it was a carryover bill that was approved by the House in 2023. So it needed just the Senate's approval to go to Governor Stitt for his signature, and it got that in late February.
Bottom line, there's a lot for legislators to consider this year.
There certainly is.
Now, Sean, in years past, you've said there's something for everyone in all the bills filed. But this year, does any one bill stand out?
Well, you might say a penny for your thoughts, perhaps, because there are at least 2 bills that will affect everyone, and both address the retirement of the penny. Senate Appropriations Chair Chuck Hall's bill requires state entities that accept cash from an individual to adjust the price of the service, fee, penalty, or other charge, excluding taxes, by rounding the amount of the transaction down to the nearest cent that is a multiple of 5. That's what some businesses are doing to address the penny's retirement. Representative Derek Hilbert's bill creates the Oklahoma Common Sense Act, CENTS. It has a formula for rounding the costs of state and local government services depending on the amount it ends with. 1 or 2 cents would be rounded down to 0, 3 or 4 up to 5 cents, 6 or 7 cents down to 5 cents, and 8 cents or 9 cents is rounded up to 10 cents.
Sounds complicated. We often talk about unintended consequences of laws and policies. Eliminating the penny could create some interesting practical scenarios that will need to be addressed, including accounting, banking, tax rates, and much more. Do these bills consider various effects that phasing out production of pennies by the U.S. Treasury could lead to?
Yes and no. Obviously, the bills consider the taxpayer who wants to pay cash for a license, fine, fee, or some government service. But it doesn't address some of the reporting requirements different government agencies that may be losing income to rounding on one hand or gaining revenue because of rounding up on the other hand may have. And that's before you start considering taxes, particularly sales taxes, which pretty much are penny-based.
So there could be wide-ranging consequences. Why is the penny being retired?
In February, President Donald Trump ordered the Treasury Department to stop minting pennies, and production ended in late 2025. President Trump's argument was that pennies cost more to mint than they're worth. And according to the U.S. Mint, it costs 3.69 cents to make each penny.
So now with bill filing complete at the Oklahoma Capitol, what's next for lawmakers?
Well, it's actually a matter of dollars and cents for the next 2 weeks until the legislature begins February 2nd. Lawmakers will be hearing budget requests from state agencies as they prepare for the start of the legislative session on February 2nd.
Good luck sorting through all the bills, Sean.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.